Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Pei Ches, and we're holding seven lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins, V'Omer Reb Elozar. The reason why we're bringing this Reb Elozar is because, as you know, yesterday we had some very beautiful Agadata, and Reb Elozar featured prominently. He was the author of a couple of the memories that we had in the Gemara yesterday, so we bring yet another memory from Reb Elozar, V'Omer Reb Elozar. Why does it say in the Pasuk? A pasuk in Yeshaya that the time will come. V'holchu amim rabim, many nations are going to come. V'omru l'chuven nale el har Hashem el beis elikei Yaakov. They're going to want to come to the beis hamikdash. Now the Gemara is wondering, why does it say beis elikei Yaakov? After all, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is elikei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Says the Gemara, elikei Yaakov, elikei Avram v'Yitzchak. Why do we say the beis hamikdash is the house of the God of Yaakov? It's the house of the God of all the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, not just Yaakov alone. El says Gemara, elikei Avram dechshir kosev boi har. When we see in the Torah, the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all were mispalel, as we know from the Gemara, beginning of Masechtes Brachos. Avram was taken to the Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Maariv. And so therefore our Gemara tells us that all three of them daven at the same place on Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah being the Har HaBayis, the Mokam HaMikdash that we have today in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, however, each one called the place somewhat differently. Like Avram, Shekosu Boi Har. Avram Avinu referred to the Mokam HaMikdash as Har Shenemar Ashe Yomar Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. That's of course a famous pasuk by the Akedah that we learn always in Rosh Hashanah. So it says Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. Har Hashem meaning the Har HaBayis, the Mokam HaMikdash. So it refers to it as a Har. V'lo Ki Yitzchak Shekosu Boi Soder. It's not like Yitzchak that he calls it a field. Shenema v'yetzi Yitzchak l'suach basode. Again, a reference to Har HaMoriah, to Har Sinai, not Har Sinai, to Har HaBayis, but he doesn't refer to it as Har, but as to field, sode. Elakiyak shekor HaBayis shenema v'yikra eshem ha'mokam ahu beisel. That was the famous story of Yaakov with the ladder and the malachim. So he called that mokam, the Har HaBayis, beisel. So it's called a beis, or bayis. Therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, El Beis, El Kei Yaakov, it's referring to, that's why it says Yaakov, simply because Yaakov referred to it as Bayis. What's the significance of these three terms, the Har, the Soda, and the Bayis? So the Marsha says that Avram called it Har because Har affords a certain amount of Shmira. After all, if you live in a city and you live on top of a mountain, it's very hard for the enemies to try to conquer you, because to get to you they have to climb up the mountain. Therefore it's very beneficial for a city or for people to live on the top of a mountain. They can shoot down their enemies as they are approaching upwards. So Avraham Avinu was saying that the Har HaBayis affords us Shmira. Of course, not only in a physical sense, but also in the spiritual sense. Yitzchak Avinu is and that bias that we're referring to by Avram says, the Marsha is referring to the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, first Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak is referring to the second Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash is like a field, because a field is not well protected. Quite to the contrary, it's open to all to trample on the field unless you build fences, unless you build walls. So with very little Shmira. And the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash is compared to a place with little Shmira, says the Marsha, because we know from the Gemara, I believe in Masechtas Yuma, that the second Beis HaMikdash had five objects less than the first Beis HaMikdash. For instance, the second Beis HaMikdash did not have in it the Oroin, didn't have in it the Kresi or Plesi, meaning the Urim Betumim, didn't have Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, all the things which are enumerated, and Eish Tamid, which enumerated, I believe, in the Masechtas Yuma. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Soda is like the second Beis HaMikdash, that it has less than the powers of the Har of Avraham Avinu. However, the third Beis HaMikdash, the one that we're referring to, the Bayis, with Yaakov, that's going to be a permanent edifice forever and ever, where Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is going to put his Shechina here in this world, in his bayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's going to last forever, and therefore that's why it's called a bayis, not a har and not a sun. Amr v'yoychana, God will kibitz goliyus kiyam shidim rubo yishmayim v'aretz. Me'et Shem, the time will come when there's a kibitz goliyus. Hopefully we are already seeing that today. Kibitz goliyus of Yidin throughout the whole world coming back to Eretz Yisrael. That day is so great, like the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu created Shemayim v'aretz, Shenema, v'nikbetzu v'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael, yachtov. Everybody's going to get together, v'samu lehem roish echad v'olu min ha'aretz. It's all going to be oiga from this Eretz, not meaning from Eretz Yisrael, but fakert, from the Eretz Umas Ha'olam, from all the other lands in the world, and they're all going to come up. Roish Echad, ki godol Yom Yisrael. What a great day the Yom Yisrael will be. You'll remember that we had yesterday, Yisrael means, if you remember the Toises on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the top Toises said Yisrael means Al Shema Osid Shiyizru Begoyla. That, of course, was a terrible prophecy in Nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Hosea, that because Klal Yisrael was sinning, they're all going to be replanted from Loshem Zera, Zriya, replanted in the Goyla out in Golas. Here, however, Yom Yisrael is Punkt Fakert, where all the Yidden that were planted in Golas are now being replanted in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a great day, Kogod Liyoy. It says by Shemayim Baretz, that was the first day Shem created Shemayim Baretz. So therefore, the two is a shtickle gzeira shava, if you will. Here it says it's a yom agodol, and it says also roish echad, and here it says a yom echad. So we learn one from the other that that day is as great as the day of creation of Shemayim Baretz. With this, we've concluded the karata that we started yesterday, and we're going back to the Mishnah now. In the Mishnah, we learned yesterday that if you have a married lady, depending on the circumstances, sometimes she will be automatically be registered on the registry of her father, or under other circumstances, the registry of her husband. And then we discussed in the middle of the Mishnah, what about a Yosim? Yosim is Chas V'Shalom, an orphan, Rachmon L'Tzlan. And that orphan had two apotropes, and instead of having just one guardian, had two guardians. And both guardians went and shechted a Karban Pesach and had in mind their household, including this Yosim. So, what does the Yosim do? Said the Mishnah, Yoichel b'mokim shehu writes. He can go and say, Ini, mini, mini, mo, and he could say, I want from Apotropos A or Apotropos B, either one. We had a similar expression, if you remember, Legabe, the Isha, who was coming for her first Regel Rishon, her first Yomtiv, she was visiting her father's home. And her father was kind enough to remember to put her on his register. And the husband put her on the register. And we had a similar expression in the Mishnah, Toichal b'mokam shehi roitze. She can go and decide now whether she wants to eat from her husband's Karban Pesach or her father's Karban Pesach. And that we have the same expression now too by the Yosim also. He can decide which apotropos is Karban Pesach he wants to join. Yoichal b'mokam shehi roitze. Okay, it's the same Loshon. That the Gemara already asked yesterday, don't we have a raya from this Yesh Breira? Because it says that the woman can decide which carbon she wants to eat from, and the Gemara assumed that she can make this decision when she is sitting at the Seder on Seder night, after they finished the Manishtana, and they drank two koises, and they ate some of the matzah umoror, and we're getting towards the end of the Suda, and now we're having the Karban Pesach. She can make her decision then. Is a raya Yesh Breira? And the Gemara said, no raya. Could very well be that when the Mishnah says that she has to make a decision, but Mokib Shehi Roitze, she makes that decision pre-Shechita. As the Shechita is about to take place, the husband and the father say to her, no, both of us counted you and registered you on the Karban Pesach, which one would you like? And then at that time she has to go and make her decision. So since that's been taking place prior to Shechita, there's no retroactive effect, there's no Yesh Breira in this equation. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. Now the Gemara asks the identical question, the Gabbai the Yosim, that the Yosim also has to make this decision. Which apotropos's Karban Pesach does he wish to participate in? So getting back to our Gemara now, middle of Peches of Adalov, Yosef Shishokta Lopap Tropsin says the Imor Shamas Minol, the Chorav Arai from a Mishnah that Yesh Breira, that he can go and choose now, Seder night, and that choice will go now Lima Freya as to which Korban Pesach he wants. No, is the Chorav Yesh Breira, it has a retroactive effect. So the Chorav the Gemara could have answered the same teretz as yesterday, that we tell the Yosef to make the choice pre-Shchitza. But the Gemara doesn't give that answer. Why does the Gemara give the answer? If you look at the top choices, Shabbos Mino Yesh Breira, Hocholei Shayach Mai Roitze B'Shas Shchita. The Bishloim Li El Hashmin and Eloi Birra B'Shas Shchita Enechel Es Klal. Avagav Dasol Kadaita the Boser Bay the Gurir Tvei. Aval Hochim Roitze B'Shas Shchita Mai Kamashva. So Tosis says over there in the case of the Isha, it's coming to tell us a Chiddush. What's coming to tell us a Chiddush? That if she doesn't make that choice at the time of Shechita, she's not going to be able to eat from either one. Because if you hold Ein Breira, she'll be stuck. She won't be able to eat from the fathers, nor from the husbands. And so therefore, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that even though she is married to her husband, and I would think therefore that the umbilical cord that she shares with her husband is so strong that she should be mitgeschleppt, that automatically she should eat from her husband's Korban Pesach, says the Mishnah, no, she has to make a choice, and make that choice before Shechita. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Habalhoch, in the case of the Yosim, Imroitz B'Shah Shechita, if you're saying that the Pshat is that at the time of the Shechita he makes up his mind, I want to go to Apotropos A or Apotropos B, says Tois is my Kamashul, and what's the Chiddush? V'shteitzach. That's like any case of someone who is quote-unquote popular. And a whole bunch of people have said, oh, Reb Avrom, I put you down on my register. I want you to join my Chabura. No, Reb Avrom, I want you to join my Chabura. No, Reb Avrom, I want you to be with my Chabura. So Avrom is going to have to make his choice before the Shechita as to which one. That means it's a double parshat. You have to make that choice. So that's why, says Tosfos, we don't want to give the same teretz, but rather we're going to give a totally different teretz. Why we don't have a braider situation? It's Omer Abzeda, back to the Gemara. The reason why we don't have a braider situation is because se laboyis mikol makom. What does that mean? Se laboyis mikol makom. If you see Rashi about 6-7 lines from the top, se laboyis ish balabayis yikachenu lechol bnei beisoy ve'ein tzorech data. What the Gemara is saying is that when the balabus goes, you have a person who's Baruch Hashem, he has a big family, he has a wife, and he has 8 children, and he also has this Yosem that he is supporting and that he is raising, because he is the guardian for that Yosem. So automatically, that person has in mind for everybody in his household, including that Yosem. And that being the case, Rashi says, "Ein tzarich daitan." We don't need the consent, we don't need even the knowledge of this Yosem, it's kind of automatic. He is part of a package deal of this apotropos, who does for all of his household, his wife, and his children, and the siyosim, and as we had in the Mishnah, as we're going to have in the Brisa shortly, he might have an Eved Ivri, he might have an Eved Kanani, everybody in the household is automatically on his registry. He bought 25 places, or whatever it was. So we don't need to come on to the Yosim's decision, but rather, it's already decided for him by the apotropos. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the Eved is not making a decision. Since he's not making a decision, why not? Because we don't need his decision. The apotropos made the decision for him because he's part of the package deal of the whole household. And that's why there's no Yesh Breira, because he doesn't make a decision. However, that's Pshat L'Choyr is still difficult to understand. Because the Mishnah, after all, says that which one of the two apotropsim is he going to eat with, and which Korban Pesach, the Mokam Shiroitza. Mokam Shiroitza means we're going to have to ask him, Nu, Yosem, do you prefer going to Daddy or to Tati? Do you want to go to apotropos A or apotropos B? So he still has to make a decision. So the Gemara is not crystal clear how we have answered the question of the Yesh Breira. Even though Rashi says very clearly, we don't need him to decide. Fine. But the Mishnah says, after all, he does make a decision after all. So, what do you do? You don't need his decision. So we do need his decision. So what's going on? So Unum Afarshim give different pshatim. The pshat that I saw was a pshat of the Sfasemes. But the Sfasemes says that under normal circumstances, a person has to make a positive decision as to which Korban Pesach he wishes to join. He has to. Normally, if you're not part of a household, or if you're the Baal Bus yourself, you have to go and register in advance and pay the monies, presumably, and be on the list. So you have to make a positive expression of deciding what I wish to do. Here, the Yosem doesn't have to make any positive decision. What he has to do is make, if you will, a negative decision. Meaning, because he's automatically mitgeschleppt, he's automatically on the registry of both apotropsim, because both of them have their households, and he is part of A and part of B. So his decision now is a negative decision, that I don't want to be with B. I mean, implicit in that is that I do want to be with A. But he doesn't have to decide I want to be with A, because A is mezaka for him, and we don't even need datum, like Rashi says. Ain't tzarich datum. We don't need his acquiescence, his consent. What we do need is for him to nix B. So therefore, by default, he'll remain with A. Since that decision doesn't rise to the level of a major expression of a decision, in other words, if you will, it's not a decision with a capital D, it's a decision with a small d, it's not a decision where he decides which Karm Pesach I want. You don't need to decide that. The apotropos already decided for you that you're part of his Karm Pesach. But he has to nix the one that he doesn't want. So that's already a lower level decision, if you will, and it doesn't rise to the level of being called a retroactive decision for purposes of prayer. That's how the Sfasemes explains it, and other Mefarshim have different approaches. Tanurban, since we've spoken about this Yosem, now from here until halfway down the wide lines, we're going to bring two brises which talk about, in fact, the Baal HaBos that has members of his household who are automatically included, who are not. It's Tanurban. It says in the Pasuk that you take a seh for the house. Now obviously we don't mean the house. The house is an inanimate object. So the house by definition means the household. Aha. Okay, says the Haktan. The word al yidei is slightly misleading in the sense it doesn't mean al yidei through their efforts. Benoy vitei haktanim are talking about even little kids. But rather Rashi says that the word al yidei means bishvil, on their behalf. So therefore, malamet yo'odem maybe b'shoichet, when you see the words al yidei, think of the word b'shvil, the father can go and shecht on behalf of b'no yivit haktanim, his small kids, the babies, the 5-year-olds, the 8-year-olds, the 12-year-olds, everybody below bar mitzvah. V'al yidei av v'shechose haknanim, as we know, an eved kanani and a shifcha kananis also have dinim ki'isha, and therefore they are also mechuyiv in the Karban Pesach. In fact, the Torah says that if you buy an eved, he can eat the Karban Pesach, but it's got to be, make sure first you give him a bris milah, and then, umal oisai oz yoichel bay. In the two pshatim, where the oz yoichel bay goes on the Eved, goes on the Odoin, but the point is, the Eved, Kanani, and the Shifch Kanani also eat from the Karban Pesach, and they're also included, because Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabbi, they're part of the household. Bein midata, bein shaloi midata. We don't need to ask for their consent, and say, yingala, maidala, Eved, do you want to go and join with my Karban Pesach? Automatically, they're part of the household. And that's what the Gemara was referring to before, what Rashi said, that by the Yosein, Ein Tzarich Datan, and the, presumably we're talking about a Yosein Katan, and therefore we don't need his acquiescence, his consent, he's part and parcel of the household. Avo, Ein Yosheichet, Al Yidei, Beno Yuvitak Doilem, don't go and shecht on behalf of your older children, older than Bar Mitzvah, Val Yidei Avdav Shechase Ivrim, and your Eved Ivri or your Om Ivriya, Val Yidei Ishtoi, and not for your wife, Ela Midaton, only if you have their Haskama, their agreement. If you don't have their agreement, forget about it. Now the reason, L'chayr, is very simple, because the wife, we're assuming that she's over Bas Mitzvah, and we're assuming again the Bnoi Vite Hagdoilim, they're over Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, so they all have Das, and the Eved Ivri, of course, over Bar Mitzvah. The only problem here is we have a Shifchosa Yo Ivrim. Shifchosa Yo Ivrim means, of course, the Om Ivriya. And as we learned in last week's Sedra, and as we're all aware, by an Amivriya, you can only sell an Amivriya until she becomes Bas Mitzvah. Once she's Royas Simonim, she goes out automatically from her Odai. So therefore, by definition, she's a Ktana. She's not a Gdoila. So why doesn't she have the status like the Al Yedei Benoi Uvitei HaKtanim, Bein Midatan Bein Shaloi Midatan? She's a little girl. She's not even 12 years old. She's 10, 11 years old. What does it mean, Ele Midata? We need their consent. Chayre doesn't stim with the first halacha of this paisa. So Rashi is bothered by this, and Rashi says something very interesting. If you see the Rashi Al Yedei, which is about 8 lines from the top, then you go down. Okay, we can learn the whole Rashi somewhat quickly. Al Yedei B'Shoshim No Yubitak Tanim, since they are young, Olav L'Chanchan, he has the mitzvah of chinuch. In other words, since they're not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they're not mechuyev in Korban Pesach, only al chinuch, like all the mitzvahs that children do. Hilkach bein midata, behind the stomach. Midata means not that I have to go and ask them, nu yankala, berala, shmerala, do you want to be part of the Korban Pesach? Hayne b'stama, automatically we assume that they are in agreement. Even if they say, we don't want to be part of your Pesach, Korban Pesach, they don't have das. These are little kids. Whether they like it or not, they're automatically schlepped together with the other. It's an interesting expression. Usually we'd see om ivriya. But Rashi is just quoting from the Lashon HaGemara, Avdoi b'shivchosei or Ivrim. So the Shivcho Ivris, Aval Gavdoli Mishkachas la'el b'tana, Atar Yoitzim b'simanim, like we said, Kivin de'ein olav l'chancha yichoydol demchois. Since the din of chinuch does not apply to her, after all, this girl doesn't, financially, she belongs to this Ogoin, but physically and chronologically, in terms of family, she belongs to her parents, not to the oven. So the oven wants to go and force her to eat from this Korban Pesach, she could say, Aloi mitan aleph. I don't want to eat from your Korban Pesach, I'll eat from somebody else's Korban Pesach. I can be moichah. So that's what it says here in this Braisa, that the Avdi Shechosi Ivrim and the Ishtoi Ulta Elamidatan, they have to acquiesce, they have to consent. All of them because they have das, their own das, because they're gdoilim, on the case of the Amavriya, because she says, you have no mitzvah to be mechanech me. Tani idach.
Now, a katan has no das.
Sorry, Nachum.
A katan has no das. How can we accept the concept that a katan should be meichah if she has no das? We accept the fact that a katan has no das.
It's true. They don't have a das. But the question is, a das for what? If you want to make a kinyan, for instance, they don't have enough maturity to be able to go and make a kinyan. But to go and say no, I remember my kids were b'chashem all grown, but before they were bar mitzvah, or before bas mitzvah, at times if we would say, go to school, go do this, go eat breakfast, go to that, no, I don't want to. So although they don't have das in the sense of maturity, but they certainly have a mouth where they can go and voice their disapproval, and they say, no, I don't want to do this, I don't want to go to bed, I want to stay up for another half an hour. So this, the Omivriya has that right, because of the fact that the parents cannot control her. Her new Odoin parents can't control her because they only have financial rights, but they don't have chinuch rights.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Tani idach. Now the second brice starts off in a very similar way. It reverses the cases, but we'll have, as you'll see shortly, what appears to be an internal inconsistency in the second brice. The second brice starts off tani idach. So we're reversing the ratio in the Sefer from the previous Brisa, but other than that, it seems to be word for word the same. A person should not shecht, he cannot go and shecht on their behalf. Well, like we said before, we have to have their consent because they all had das or dea, with the sole exception of the Amivriya that we spoke about. We don't have to ask their permission. Even if they're a molcha, even if they say loy, we don't want to, makes no difference. They're automatically forced to go with the Korban Pesach of their father or in the case of the Eved and Shivcha Knanim, with their other. Okay, so far it's basically the same. But now we continue on. The Kulon Sheshachtu V'Shachat Rabban Aleihem. What happens if any of these cases, we'll see what those any of these cases means in a moment, Sheshachtu, that they themselves arranged for a Karban Pesach. We're talking about kids or avodim that are very independent. Sheshachtu, that they themselves, not that they themselves shechted, but that they arranged to be menuyim on a Karban Pesach. V'Shachat Rabban Aleihem. And also their rabbi, either their odoin or their father, also shechted on their behalf. Yoitze mishal rabbi and yoitze mishal atzman. Whether you like it or not, they're stuck with the Karban Pesach of their rabbi because he's the one in charge, and their decisions are meaningless. Chutz, except menaish, except for the wife. If the wife shechted, not that she shechted, but somebody shechted on her behalf at Karban Pesach. And the husband shechted on her behalf at Karban Pesach, she can go and be meicher. Now remember that the Isha was categorized together with the Gedoilim case, the Benoy Bita Gedoilim, the Avdel Shechosei HaIvrin, and the Ishtar, that we need their consent, it has to be Midata. So here it says that if the husband did a Karban Pesach, and she herself did her own Karban Pesach, then she can be meicher and say, my darling husband, I'm not interested in your Karban Pesach, I'm going to go with my own Karban Pesach. So, for example, Maishna Isha, why is Isha the only category, the only one? After all, L'chayrat, all those in her category should also have the same din, that if they made their own Karban Pesach, that they can be Moicher, because it's got to be Midata. So, Amar Rav says, you're absolutely right. Although the Braisa only says, Chutz Mena Isha, it means Mena Isha V'chuli. Isha and all those that were together with her in the same category. So therefore, any one of them can be Moicha, anyone being the Isha, Benoyivita Hagdoyim, and the Abde Vishachosei Ha'ivrim, all together. So Freiti Moriyetz. Okay, now that I understand the Braisa. Hagufa Kasha. L'choira, I have an internal inconsistency in this Braisa. That what? Am Ritzchutz when Isha Shichoy Limchais. It's time of the Mocha. It must be that she was Mocha. She made an affirmative protest and said, no, I don't want to join your Karban Pesach. Holy Machi, however, if she was not Moicha, Navka Bishol Bala, it sounds like automatically she gets swept together with her husband and the rest of the household. Because only if she's Moicha, but she's not Moicha, she's going to Bishol Bala. Voktani Reisha, but doesn't say in the Reisha, like the Ishtri Ela Midaton. So doesn't that sound like Midaton, that we need their affirmative consent? Not that she gets swept up automatically with the rest of the household, but the husband has to ask her, my dear, are you interested in being part of the Karban Pesach or not? Hostama loy nafka. But if she didn't respond, then if the Odin didn't ask her, if the husband didn't ask her, that's tam not nafka. So basically what the question is, do we need an affirmative expression on her behalf that she agrees? That's what it sounds like. It's got to be midata. But from the safe, it sounds like as long as they are not moicha, they join the husband or the father or the other. So there's a bit of a disconnect over here, an inconsistency. What's the din? Do you need affirmative consent? Or is it just stam? You go along for the ride. So Timura, my elamidatan, lab di amri en. Elamistama, when it's said in the Braisa that when it comes to the Isha and the Noivita Agdoilim, etc., that what it has to be midatan. Midatan doesn't mean that we call them up and say, okay, my wife, are you interested? Yes or no? Hopefully you say yes, and you'll be part of the Karban Pesach. I call my older children that are over bar mitzvah, kids, do you want to be part of the Karban Pesach, etc.? No, no, no. You don't have to have their affirmative consent. It's stam. It's the basic assumption that they go along for the ride, even without asking them. Lafuki hecha di amar loy. And it comes, therefore, to exclude the case where they say, no, I don't want to. And that's what the Braisa said at the end. Chutz min isha v'chol de damila, shichoy limchoy, that they can be moicha. Okay, so the two parts of the Braisa seem to be consistent. That both, when it says midatan, it doesn't mean an affirmative expression, but it's implicit. And also the sefer, it says, as long as they're not moicha, it's fine that they go along for the ride. Freitim ova kulim shishachru. It says when they made their own shechita And the rabbi made his shechita, in other words, two separate carbon Pesachs, it says, Yoytze b'shel rabbi, and automatically they get swept up with their rabbi. Why? The b'stam. Stam, right? We don't need the affirmative consent, b'stam. Uktani chutz b'na isha v'nei shechoy limchoyz. Oh, on that very case, go back to three lines before the wide light. What does it say in the braisa? The kulam shishachtu. They had their own carbon Pesach. B'shachar rabban aleihen, yoytze b'shel rabban their yoytze, v'ein yoytze b'shel atzmon, and they're not yoytze with their own, so it's automatically they go along for the ride with their rabbi. Chutz mene isha shiachoy lelimchoyz, except for the isha b'chol the dami law, that they can be moicha. Aha. And what happens if they are not moicha? They go together with the other. Sefreit Yomara, you're just telling me now. V'hakulam, now back to the fourth white line. V'hakulam sheshachtu v'shachar rabban aleihen yoytze b'shel rabban. It says that automatically it's b'stama. That b'stam they go along for the ride together with the other. Uktani chutz min ishim neshichoy limchais. Except for the woman, sheichoy limchais. And it's mashma that they have to be moicha. But otherwise b'stam they go b'shel ba'ala. So what's going on over here? In other words, here we don't find that they were moicha. It says that automatically they go along with the rabbi's karban, unless they're moicha. Why do you have to have that they should be moicha not? We said, bistam, they go along. And here, they weren't moicha. So what's the braisa telling us? So, Amarava ki given shishak to eimecha michi gadol mizan. Rava says that if they made their own shechita, and the Odin did his own shechita, so even if they say nothing, they say no words whatsoever, guess what happens? Actions speak louder than words. When you go and shecht the Karban Pesach, you are saying by your very act, I'm not interested in being together with my husband. I'm not interested in being together with my father or together with my other. So even if they didn't say anything. Ah, okay, so now the braisa reads very, very nicely. Under normal circumstances, you don't need their das. They don't have to affirmatively say, I'm agreeing with you. And therefore, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, if they shecht and he shechts, it depends who the they are. If they are the ketanim or the ed of the shivcha haknanim, guess what? Automatically they go along with Rabban. Chutz min isha, but not the isha and the gedolim sheyachol limchoyz. They don't have to be moicha. Just the ability to be moicha is sufficient. What do you mean the ability to be moicha is sufficient? If they were not moicha, didn't you say that midata means that they go along for the ride automatically? That midata doesn't mean an affirmative yes. It just means bistama, they agree that they go along with the adoy. So, why don't you say that the isha and the gdolim automatically go with the carbon of the rabban in a case where they are not moicha? Because we're not saying that the isha was moicha. We're just saying that the isha has the ability, misha yichoyl limchais, that they have that ability. But what happens if they didn't say anything? So what's the din now? It's also the carbon pesach that they shechted works, and the rabbis did not work for them because it said they ain yoytze mishal atzman chutz min isha yichoyl limchais. Then the carbon pesach of the husband doesn't get allocated to her, she goes with her own carbon. But she wasn't moichet, only she yichoyl limchais. Says Imara, the fact that she arranged for her own carbon Pesach, that in itself, her actions speak louder than words, she doesn't have to say it and express it with her mouth. The fact that she registered another carbon, that is the macho'o. So bottom line, the Bryce is telling us both in the Ration and the Sefer, you don't need their express consent or acquiescence, you just need the absence of either words or deeds that would object to the Karban Pesach of the father or the husband, etc. Next year, in our Mishnah we had an Eved Shel Shnei Shutfim. What's the din of an Eved that belongs to Shutfim? Says the Mishnah, Lo Yoichal Mishel Shnei. He's kind of stuck. He cannot eat from Yaakov and he can't eat from Beryl's carbon because he is an Eved that belongs to both of them. And Rashi in the Mishnah said, In other words, the two shutfim, each one is very, very protective of his financial interests in the Eved, and he says, well, why should you eat with the other guy? You should eat with my Karban Pesach. And the other person says the same thing. Why should you eat with the other guy? You should eat from my Karban Pesach. So it's because of that internal dissent between the two. Therefore, the Eved is kind of stuck. Kereach mikan v'kereach mikan. Says the Gemara, Rami le Rav Enes Saba le Rav Nachman. Rav Enes Saba asked Rav Nachman. Tanan, Eved shel shnei shutfim lo yichmi shel shneihem. For Tanya, I have a braisa that talks about the same case. The Eved shel shnei shutfim, rotsu mizeh oichel, rotsu mizeh oichel. He can eat from either one. So our Mishnah says that he is stuck, he can't eat from either one. The braisa says he can decide whichever one he wants. Is the chastira. Is Omar lay. So Rav Nachman responded now to Rav Eina Saba. He said, Omalei, Eina Saba, that was his name, like we saw in the Gemara, the elderly scholar Eina. The Amrila, others say that Rav Nachman addressed Rav Eina Saba, and he said, Pasya Uchma. The word Uchma means black, and the word Pasya in this case means like a black pot, the bottom of a pot that is on the fire. After you're finished cooking, you look at the bottom of the pot, it might have some black soot on the back, on the bottom of it. So he says, you're like a black pot. Now, calling a person a black pot doesn't sound very, very gracious, doesn't sound very flattering. However, our Rashi here is silent, and Rashi must rely on the Rashi elsewhere in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. We have it here in the Likutei Rashi. For those of you that have Likutei Rashi in your Gemara, it's on the very, very bottom of the Likutei Rashi, the last couple of lines. Pasya Uchma, Kli Shachar, a black Kli, like it says in the Gemara, L'kamon, Daf Lamed Gimel, not here, but in the Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Hani Pachvosa, the Bei Michsi, that they were Uchma, Shinishtacher, Al Yidei Malach. They got dark, they got black. Now, what does it have to do with our situation with Rav Eina Saba? So Rashi, claiming, Gam ata rogel v'todir b'toyra. Rav Nachman is saying to Rav Eina Saba, you have tremendous hasmoda and you're constantly learning. Kimoy mikoyz lebeischa nikar shepchom yata. If we look in your household, we can go and see that your walls are blackened. Shepchom yata, that you're a blacksmith. Chochm mufo'ora b'chloy mechur. That's an expression of Sechus Tanis about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that he was one of the greatest Gedolim in his era. That's the famous Rabbi Yeshua that we have in many, many Mishnayos throughout Shas, that he was a great Chochem, the Chli Mechur, but he was an ugly individual. So now finishing off the Rashi. Darkim Shotamini Chochem Shemitzdarim Alim Metoira Ve'enam Mechapsim Bigdeim. Meaning, great Talmid HaChachamim, their entire focus is on learning, learning, learning. Hasmada, hasmada, hasmada. And therefore they don't have the time to waste in going to the laundry and worrying about laundering their clothing. Remember, in the good old days, people didn't have 12 suits hung up in their closets. People typically only had one set of clothes during the day, one set of clothes during the night. And so therefore, they didn't have time to go and say, I'm going to stay home today, and somebody's going to go and launder my clothing. So that's how he got the expression, Pasi Uchma, you look like a black pot. And this is, although it doesn't sound flattering, but what he meant to say is, you tremendous masmid that are constantly learning. So what did Rav Nachman tell him? Mini uminach, from me and from you, Tistayim Shmaitza, we're going to have the answer to your question. In other words, you asked the question, I answered the question, so we're going to have a full circuit between the two of us. Masnisem b'dekapti adoni. Our Mishnah is talking about that the two shutfim are makbid on one another. And each one says to the other, why should the Eved eat with your Karban Pesach? He should eat with my Karban Pesach. And the second one says the same thing. Masha'enken, the price took with l'kapti adoni. The two shutfim Baruch Hashem are in excellent terms. They say, fine, you want to have the Eved on your Karban Pesach? Gizintahai, you want on my Karban Pesach? No problem. Each one of them already paid $100 to cover 10 slots on the registry, and together with that Eved, he's number 10. So fine, if he's on my Karban Pesach, I paid for him. If he's on my Karban Pesach, I paid for him. Let the Eved decide. Therefore, Ratzim Yizeh Oichel, Ratzim Yizeh Oichel. Final case of the Mishnah was Mishachetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayim Le Yoichel Mishal Raboi. And the reason why I can't eat Shishol Rabbi, because Rashi said in the Mishnah, is Mistamaloi Hoyedas Rabbi Lihimanois Chelek Hachirus Al Pischoi. In all likelihood, when the rabbi was thinking about his chutzi eved, he was only thinking about the chutzi eved shaboy, not the chutzi ben choyrin shaboy, because that chutzi ben choyrin didn't belong to him. So he was only concerned about the chutzi eved, and that's the only chedek that he had with zoicha for him on the Karban Pesach, and therefore that's why he can't eat, because he can't split his body into two. And if the Odin only signed him up for the Tzad Avdus, then the Tzad Chayrus can't eat. So in fact, it says in the Mefarshim that this is because the rabbi just had a stam, like Rashi said, mistam lo yidas rabbi, li monais. The rabbi wasn't thinking expressly about this eved. The rabbi says, I have in mind all of my household, all of my wife, my kids, and my eved, yeah. So he's only thinking about the chedek eved. But if in fact the rabbi expressly says, my eved, who I love so dearly, I have you in mind for the Karban Pesach, both on the Tzad Abbas and the Tzad Chedes, and the Eved either is maskin, or if you hold Zachal Adam Shleim Befanov in this type of situation, yes, then the Eved would be included on the Rabbi's Karban Pesach after all. It's just in the stomach. He didn't give the matter much thought, and therefore only the Tzad Abbas was covered and not the Tzad Chedes was covered. Does that cover your question, Barry? I figure this much. Zok Yimar. Four lines from the bottom of Peiches Samad Aleph, Mishol Rabbi Hudlo Yoichal, Av Mishol Atzmoi Yoichal. From our Mishnah, it sounds like he cannot go and eat from the Tzad Rabbi. Now, what happens if he himself also registered himself for a Karban Pesach? Then it sounds like that he would be able to eat Mishol Atzmoi. After all, he signed up and he paid for a Karban Pesach slot, and therefore he's going to eat Mishol Atzmai. That's what it sounds like. Only Mishol Rabbi, but he could Mishol Atzmai. However, what Tanya, but there's a bright that says, L'yochel lo Mishol Eved, lo Mishol Rabbi, that he is stuck in the middle. Just like the Eved that we had before, based on our Mishnah, that Eved shel shnei shutfim l'yochel, he is also two shutfim. Two shutfim, he, together with his Rabbi, and he's stuck, L'yochel lo Mishol Eved, lo Mishol Rabbi. Is the chastira between the Mishnah and the Praisa. There's a more like Asher, kam Mishnah Achroina, kam Kemishnah Rishayna, kam Kemishnah Achroina. What is this Mishnah Achrein and Mishnah Achrein? Really, it's one Mishnah. It means the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. Titnah. Which Mishnah are we referring to? This is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga, to the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah talks about Hakol Chayavim Bere'ir. And now the Mishnah at the end talks about a Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Chayr. So it says the Mishnah, Mishachetzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Chayr. How do you have a person who's a Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Chayr? And the easy case is that he was originally owned by two shutfim, like we had in our Mishnah. And one of the two shutfim said, I want to free you now because you've been such a great Eved for all these years, and I give you a get shichra and I free you. So now this Eved is chutzi Eved, chutzi ben chayr, until the second Odin frees him. Okay, so what's the deal? During this Bein HaShmoshes period, where he's chutzi Eved, chutzi ben chayr, oivis rabbi yemecha v'satmi yemecha, divrei Beisil. After all the 6 work days in the week, Sunday through Friday, he's going to work for Sunday for his rabbi, and Monday for himself, and Tuesday for his rabbi, and Wednesday for himself, and Thursday and Friday. They'll split it up one day each. Oh, very equitable. Beishami says, you're only thinking from the financial perspective. And he says, but tekantem is rabbi, it's atzmali tekantem. Yeah, you've worked it out for the rabbi, that the rabbi gets 3 days out of the 6 days. He gets his financial interest, that's great. If Asalit Kantim, however, you haven't helped out this Eved personally, in which respect? In the respect of being able to go and marry. Lisa Shivcha in Yochel, he cannot marry Shivcha Shikvar Chetzi Ben Choyin. As a Ben Choyin, a Yid is not allowed to go and marry a Goyt, he can't go and marry a Shivcha. Lisa Bas Choyin in Yochel, he cannot go and marry a regular Jewess, Shadayin Chetzi Eved. He's still in Eved. Eved is not allowed to go and marry a Bas Choyin. So Yevatel Senior say, okay, let him remain celibate until the second Odin frees him. The whole purpose of this world is to propagate the world and to bring new generations onto the world. Because if the people, if a particular generation decide, no, we don't want to have kids, it's just too much of a headache, too much of a hassle, guess what? That's going to be the end of civilization. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, l'soyu bara l'shem is yitzara. The bara, the bria, was not done for toyu, just to leave the land desolate without any inhabitants, but l'shem is yitzara. It was meant to go and create new residents for people to reside on this world. And therefore, says the Mishnah, when they take an oilam, this is Beis Shammai speaking, they take an oilam for this young man who's never stuck in between, his kareach mikan, v'kareach mikan, chutzi eved, chutzi menchoyrin, koyvenes rabbi, we force his odoin, v'ois ois menchoyrin, to go and free the second half, that he should be a totally free person. Why should the odoin have to take that financial expense? Why should he have to incur that expense? The chutzi eved, chutzi menchoyrin will owe him 50% of his value. If his value as an eved is $10,000, so the ben choyrim part is worth $5,000. Fine. So he pays him $5,000, he gives him a shtar, and he'll pay him off in Yatushem in installments after he becomes a free man. He'll get a job, he'll pay him. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, says the Chagigah of Chos Beis Hillel, Hoyer is ki Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel thought about it, and afterwards they said, you know, Beis Shammai, we agree with you, koifin es rabbi. Okay, so that's a beautiful Mishnah. What does it have to do with us? So explains Rashi on the Amud Aleph. Remember, we had a steer between our Mishnah and the Braisa. And our Mishnah says that he cannot eat Mishal Rabbi, but he can eat Mishal Atzmai. It didn't say that expressly in the Mishnah, but that's what we inferred. Says Rashi on the Amud Aleph, that part of the Mishnah is talking about Kemishna Achroina. What means Kemishna Achroina? Like the final decision in that Mishnah that Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that Koifin is Rabbi. So even though we have not been Koifin is Rabbi yet, however, this Eved has the right to go to court and enforce the Mishnah and say, Dayanim, force my Odin to free me because the Kantim is Atzmai. As Rabbi, this Atzmai like to Kantem, I want to be able to get married. That's a natural instinct in virtually every human being. People want to get married. So therefore, since I have that financial right, even before my Odin has written out the Get Shichur, I'm already considered to be, if you will, independent and autonomous. And therefore, if I arrange the Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Choyin arranged for his own Karb Pesach, Mishal Atzmai Yoichel, he's allowed to eat from Shal Atzmai. 50% he's already free. The other 50% is deemed as if he's already free. He's not free yet, but he's almost free. That's already enough. And therefore he can go Mishal Atzmai. And the Braisa that says, Lo Yoichel, Lo Mishal, Lo Mishal, Rabbi is talking about Mishnah Rishoina when Beis Hillel was still in disagreement with Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel held that he works 3 days ahin and 3 days aher, and this could be for the next 50 years. So he's still a bona fide 50% Eved. No, bona fide 50% Eved. He cannot eat Mishal Rabbi, and he cannot eat Mishal Atzmai. Unless, of course, as we said before, the Rabbi specifically says, I'm putting him on the list, on the registry, not only for my half, but also for the Eved's half. On the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'im al-Avdoi. Person has an Eved, and he says to the Eved, you know what, you take care of all of my matters, so I want you to go to Yerushalayim and register for me for one of the Karban Pesachs, so that I don't have to worry about it. Here's $50, here's $100, register me and take care of it. Okay. And the Eved did that. Now the Odoin did not specify which Karban Pesach he wants, meaning, does he want lamb meat or whether he wants goat meat? He didn't ask and he didn't say. The Eved didn't ask, the Odin didn't say. So it says in the Mishnah, Shochet Gedi Yoichal, Shochet Tle Yoichal. Since the Odin didn't express a preference, then the Eved has his own independent discretion. He can decide whichever he wants. He can go and sign up his Odin for a Gedi or for a Tle, meaning either for a goat or for a lamb. No problem. Good. Shochet Gedi Yoichal, Shochet Tle Yoichal. Now what happens if Shochet Gedi Utle? Since the Eved didn't know what his Odoin preferred, he says, you know what? I'm going to go and do both. I'm going to do Agdi Metatle, and then the other will be able to do Ini Mini Mini Mo. Oh, he won't be able to do Ini Mini Mini Mo. We're going to have Braver Shilas. We're going to talk about that more in the Gemara shortly. And what's the din Yoichem on the Rishon? He eats from the Rishon. Why from the Rishon? Since the Odin gave him carte blanche, and he told him, do whatever you want, just get me a Karban Pesach. So, the first Karban Pesach that he shechted was a Gdi. We already said in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that if Shoch a Gdi Yoichal, the Odin is forced to eat from the Gdi, because the Odin didn't specify which one he wants, so the Eved had every right to use his discretion. He did a Gdi. So automatically that Shechitas Gdi already is allocated to the Adoin. And when the second carbon, the second tlet, is Geshachtun, that is already meaningless. It's irrelevant vis-a-vis the Adoin, because the Gdi was already a perfect choice. If it had only been a Gdi, the Mishnah already told us, Yaichav. So now when he does the tlet, that tlet is already extra, superfluous, surplus, no good. Finished. What do you do with it? If the other is the only monui on that Pesach, then Hasheni Yisarif, it would have to be burnt. Obviously, if there are other menuyim, so just forget about him. As we had the Mishnah before, for menuyim and lav menuyim, oichim v'loy oichim, it's a kosher kum Pesach. But if he was the only guy, and he said no, then forget about it. Or he didn't have to say no, he's automatically part of the Gedi, and the tle goes liibud, goes for burning. Okay, shachach ma omar loy rabbi. What happens? The rabbi did in fact tell him expressly, "I like tle, or I like gedi, one of the two." And he told him which one he wants. But the eved doesn't remember. So, in case he asks, what should he do? Yishcha tle ugedi v'yoymar im gedi omli rabbi gedi shaloi utle shali im tle omli rabbi. So the Eved over here is a very smart Eved, and he doesn't want to have any problems with his Odin. He doesn't remember what his Odin says. He said, you know what, I'm going to go and shecht both of them. But I don't want to go and shecht a carbon, and afterwards it's going to turn out that this is chulin bazar. So you know what? I have the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. My Odin has a din of carbon Pesach. So I will take the default, whatever my Odin decides he does not want. So I shechted for both. So this is not a real braver situation. We'll probably have more about this in the Gemara tomorrow. Remember, we had a similar situation in Masechtas Eruvin, where the Gemara said that somebody put out two Eruve Tchumen on behalf of, let's say, Yanko, because Yanko had to decide whether he's going to go tomorrow to hear the Drosha in Kishkin Halash or in Diyundyush, whichever one he wants. So the Gemara said that that's not really the case of braver, because the two Rabbanim of Kishkin Halash and Yud Yush were already there, and it's just a Gilim Milt, so we had to find out where they were. So here too, I had in mind for my rabbi, and whatever rabbi tells me afterwards, that's the one I told you. I mean, he just doesn't remember. But the rabbi's going to say, I told you a Gdi, or I told you a Tlet. Fine. So there's no Breda over here, it's just he needs to have that information that unfortunately he forgot. Okay, so then they'll split it. He has one, he has the other. Perfect. Now what happened to Shachach Rabbi my Amalei? The Rabbi had told him one of the two, and the Rabbi doesn't remember, and the Eved doesn't remember. So what do you do now? See, shechted both Karban Pesachs, and Shneim Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, neither of them can be eaten. Why can't they be eaten? Because previously, in the previous case, where the Odin remembered, it was just the Eved that forgot. So the Eved said, Maman of Shach, I make it tonight. Gedi Shali, Tle Shaloi, Tle Shali, Gedi Shaloi. That would work. But since we don't know, and the Odin doesn't remember which one of the Karban Pesach he commissioned for a Gedi or for a Tle, so the Odin cannot eat either one, and the Eved cannot eat either one. Both of them were, Rashi says, Shechitim Al Yasi. Both of them were a great Shechita, and the Srizrika was great. The only thing is that, and as the Gemara is going to tell us, because Kamei Shema Yigalia, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what the first one said. Unfortunately, they forgot. But Hashem knows. So the Karban was good, the Shechit and Zrika were good, and therefore they are Ptun and Melasas Pesach Sheni, but they cannot eat from the two Karbanis, because you can only eat from the Karban to which you are a Monui. I might not be the money for the Tle, I might be the money for the Gdi. I might not be the money for the Gdi, I might be the money for the Tle. each one of them is a suffix money for this one or that one, neither can eat from each one, but it's part of Lasa, it's Pesach Sheni.
You can't eat both?
You cannot eat either one. Zero. On Pesach night, you can only eat from one carbon Pesach. You're not allowed to go and eat from another chabura. You cannot eat from a second carbon Pesach, only your own. That's it. If you are hungry, make sure to go and do a chagigas yedalit, so you should be, the carbon Pesach will be nechal ala soiva. But you're not allowed to go to somebody else's carbon Pesach and eat from another carbon Pesach. You can only eat from one. In fact, Agamar is going to tell us that in another moment, Mendy, as you'll see. So, Agamar. Pshita, the first part of the Mishnah is a pasha the case. Shochek di yoichal, afal gav de rogel betle. Even though this person likes lamb better than he likes goat meat, however, since the Odoi didn't specify which one he wanted, the Eved had a right to use his discretion, so he is stuck with eating gdi, even though normally it's tle. And similarly, shochek tle, if the Eved arrange for the shechting of a tle, yoichal, the Odin has to eat it after Gavda Raga Bukdi, even though he normally likes goat meat. Next time, if you have a preference, speak your preference. If you didn't, the Eved had carte blanche to do whatever he wanted. The shochet di utle, yoichal man rishain, then he has to dafke eat from the first one, feitim or vatanya. This addresses your question, Mendy. It says in the price, ein nimna shnei psachim ke'achad, you cannot be a monoi on two, and for that matter, says Rashi, you cannot eat from two. You can only eat from one. And we don't go and say, Breira, that we shech the two carbon Pesachs and now you make up your mind. No. Breira doesn't work in this situation. If you look at the first Rashi right after the Mishnah, Gemara Batani, Ein Nimla Shnei Pesachim Ke'echad. Lechol B'shas Achila Me'echad Mehem She'irtza. You cannot go and say, let me go and list myself on two registries, and then when it comes Pesach night, I'll decide which one I want, whether I want from register A or register B. Ain't bread, no such thing. When he decides he wants to eat, let's go back, what happened at the time of Shechita? At that time he was thinking of other things. He may have been thinking, oh, I better go and get my matzah mitzvah from the matzah bakery before it's too late. Or maybe he was going to the mikveh then. So he wasn't thinking then whether I want gdi or tle. Therefore he cannot eat from either one. So the Gemara wants to know, how does it say in our Mishnah he can eat from the Rishon? After all, we just said now, says the Braisa, you cannot do that. Ain't Breira. So now, why did the Gemara answer that our Mishnah holds Yesh Breira? So if you look at the second Toisis over here, Vatanya Ain Nimlin, Pirish Bekudra, the Braisa Sovra, the Ain Breira, Flemotsu Shnui, the Masisa Kasova, Yesh Breira. Because if you hold Yesh Breira, then Kenavali Lamisni, Ma'ez Shir Tsiyoicha. If you hold Yesh Breira, why can't the other make a decision right now and say, I don't want to eat from the Rishon, I want to eat from the Shadi? By the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Yochum and Rishon is a simon that there is no Breira. No, if there's no Breira, then the Chayra, how can you eat from either one? You cannot be a monui on two separate Karbonis Pesach, like it said in that Breisa. So you can't be both on the Gdi and on the Tlet, and therefore you cannot eat either one. And our Mishnah says he eats from the first one. Is the chastir between our Mishnah and the Praisa? Everything one must eat in the Melech Umalka. Our Mishnah is talking about people that are like royalty. Now, what do you mean that like royalty? Rashi says that a Melech and Malka, they rely on their servants, on their cooks, and on their bakers. They don't really care. It's passage for a melech umalka to say, I prefer having beef rather than lamb, rather than chicken. Whatever they serve me, that's good. Because after all, royalty has to go and show that they are spiritually elevated than the rest of the folk. We're not just ordinary carnivorous people that we eat and eat just beef and potatoes or hot dogs and french fries. Whatever our chefs do, that's going to be fine and that's going to be good. That's a melech umalka, they're not makbid. Now, why, Taka, do you say that the Melech and Malka are not makbid? In fact, I can think of a svar that Melech and Malka should be more makbid than regular, ordinary, common people. Because after all, I'm the Melech. You, chef, why did you go and make this gdi? You know I prefer tle meat. And Barry's probably going to tell us about that famous story that we had Why didn't you remind us, Barry?
It's here when they asked the Kohen Gadol which is better, the goat meat or the lamb meat.
Exactly right. So l'chayr we see that they did have the hakpada after all, and here you're saying in makpidim. So we have a short toisis over here, three toisis before the end. Melech Malka sheish lam roiv madanim. They constantly have delicacies every day of the week. Flekapti im gnivim tla im shamei im kochish. Okay, today we're going to have gedim meat. Okay, but tomorrow, Miat Hashem, we're going to go and have steak. And the next day we're going to have chvais sea bass. And the next day we're going to have a delicious potato kugel. So they always have madanim every day of the week, and therefore they are not so makbid if a particular day it's a gedi or a tle. Anyway, so therefore our Mishnah, when they automatically by default, the oven gets the first one, because he's not so makbid, he gets the first one. That price over there is talking about that he is very makbid. I only want lamb meat. I only want gdi meat. No, I bazai. You cannot go and decide now on Karma Pesach night which one you want to eat. Because Rashi said, ain't breira. And Tosis said the reason why ain't breira, because if Amish would hold yesh breira, then he should be able to decide. The fact that it says he eats the first one is because the first one that was geshochten by the Eved, he had full discretion. So automatically the Odoin is now deemed to be allocated to that first one, and the second one goes lebeis asreifa. Says the more vatanya. This vatanya is beloshen nichusa, a raya. Vatanya, I'll bring you a raya. It says in the brayse, ein nashe psochem kiachad. You cannot go and be a monoi register on two separate registries, and you cannot decide, I want this one, I want that one, ein breira. However, Masim Melechum Malka, She'om Lavdeim Tzu, Shachto Aleinu Esa Pesach, V'yot V'shachto Alein Shnei Pesachim, Bo V'sholu Esa Melech, what do we do now? Which of the two Karm Pesach should we eat? Om Lehen to the Melech, being a very gracious husband, said, L'chum V'sho Esa Malka, I don't get involved in decisions in the kitchen, I leave it to the queen, let her decide. Bo V'sholu Esa Malka, Mina Malka. And the Malka said, I don't decide halachic decisions. So Amr Lahem, Tzu Vishal Lissam Gamliel, ask him Gamliel, what they did is. Bo Vishal Lissam Gamliel, Amr Lahem, Malka Umelech de Datan Kala Aleim. Datan Kala usually means that they are, if you will, feeble-minded or people that don't have great intelligence. But here, Datan Kala Aleim means people that are very easygoing individuals. Like the Gemara said before, Melech Malka, whatever you give us is going to be fine, because if today it's not the best delicacy, then we're going to have it tomorrow. We have, Baruch Hashem, delicious food every day of the week. So Melech Malka, that they don't really care, Yoichum and Arishon, they should eat from the first of the two, which is exactly like our Mishnah, Yoichum and Arishon. Anan, but the rest of us commoners, who are not Melech Malka, and therefore we do care what we eat, we go into a restaurant, we look at the menu for an hour before we decide what we're going to eat. You're stuck, you can't eat from either of the two, because you can't go and say breira now, it's already after the shechita, it's already too late to decide. Now once we said this story, now the Gemara brings a second story. Everybody knows haltoa is one of the shmoinish ratzim. It's commonly thought that haltoa means a lizard, and from time to time the Gemara talks about the zon of Halto'a, that is the tail of the lizard, which keeps on moving back and forth, keeps on jerking even after the lizard is dead. So they found such a lizard, Bebeis HaMitbachayim, in the royal kitchen, and since it's one of the Shmoyni Shiratzim, if this Halto'a is dead, you know what's going to happen, it means that it was Matama the food, because the Sheretz is Matama Oichlin. And people were saying, oh, everything is tamei, you can't eat anything, let's throw out the entire royal feast. So what do you think? They said to the Melech, what do we do? Don't ask me, go and ask the queen. And she said, I decide on cuisine, but I don't decide on halacha. What do we do, Ram Gamliel? That literally this means whether the kitchen or the butchery, is it hot or is it cold? What he really meant, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, is the halta, this lizard that was found, is it hot or is it cold? Amalei Reisech, they said that this lizard is very hot. Amalehen, you know what? L'chuvei tilu alea koishul tzayim. Go and pour on it a cup, like a bucket full of cold water. Let's see what happens to this lizard when you pour the cold water on it. And guess what happened? It woke up. In other words, until now it was in a comatose type of situation because it was so hot. It couldn't move, it couldn't even go and move its tail back and forth. It was totally comatose. By putting on the cold water, it now woke up, v'richsha, and now it's jerking back and forth because it's alive. Since it's alive, v'tirem gamil kalasuda kuli. So you see, Yadalto wasn't dead in the first place. It was alive, and therefore everything is kosher, everything is tahar. Hefa says, the Brayz Nimtza Melech Toli v'malka, the king was dependent on the queen, v'nimtza malka Teluya v'ram Gamliel, v'nimtza Skolasuda Teluya v'ram Gamliel. Ultimately, the final authority in all of this, both in the Karm Pesach, and in the case of the, what we thought was the dead lizard, but it wasn't dead after all, it was still alive and kicking. The ultimate authority, that was Ram Gamliel, and Barry has a question. Yes, Barry.
When an animal, a nevela, or any animal is metame, went dead, if it's mefarkeses, it's still twitching, isn't it already metame? Why can he mutahir this if it's just because it was so to speak, still not fully comatose and cold?
So look at the Rashi. Rashi asks your kasha. Look at the Rashi, v'richsha. Rashi is about one line lower than where we are in the Gemara. V'richsha, upirchasa. It started jerking back and forth. The gabi tuma, b'moysam ksif. When it comes to, especially by shrotzim, it says b'moysam, and presumably the same thing would apply to nevelis as well, that they only emit tuma when they are officially pronounced dead. When they get the death certificate, that's when they start emitting tumah. But until that point, as long as they are still pirchasa, they are still on their last breath, going back and forth, they're a shchiv mara, they're comatose, they do not emit tumah. Back to the Gemara. Shochet mash omli rabbi. The rabbi, he forgot what the rabbi said, so he should go and check two separate animals, and he should go and say that one of them will be for my, whatever the odin decides, that, not that he decides, whatever he reminds me was his original decision, he originally decided he wanted the tle, then the gdi will be for me. If he says that he originally wanted the gdi, then the tle will be for me. Frey Timara, what do you mean for me? He's an eved. Kol mashe kana eved kana rabbi. How does he have his own independent carbon? That's Timara's kash. Frey Timara shali, mashe kana eved kana rabbi. Amr Rabbi Yehoi Lecheitzel Roya HaRogel Rabbi Etzloi. He goes to the Roya. Roya is a shepherd. But over here it doesn't only mean a shepherd. It also means a meat supplier, a meat seller. So he's going to go to the Roya that supplies the animals to his rabbi, to his ordain. HaRogel Rabbi Etzloi. The rabbi is on very friendly terms with this roya, and the roya goes and bends over backwards always to please his customers, in this case the rabbi, and therefore he hears the quandary that the eved is in, that the eved says to the roya, I don't remember what my rabbi wants. Did he ask me for a tle? Did he ask me for a gdi? Roya, maybe you know, what does he prefer? And so the Roya says, well, I got to tell you frankly, 50% of the time he wants a kleh, and 50% of the time he wants a gdi. I don't know what he told you for Karban Pesach. What do we do? Well, the Roya says, I want to make sure your rabbi is happy. I don't want him to get upset that you did something wrong and you took the wrong carbon. You know what? I'm going to go and participate in your condition. And I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to sell you two animals. And one of the animals I'm selling to you on behalf of your Adoin, and one of them I'm selling to you on behalf of yourself. Al Menashe El Rabbi Rishuspai. And you now work it out and make this statement to the Beis HaMikdash. Go and tell the Shoichan who checked the Karban Pesach. I'm not sure which one is for me, which one is for my rabbi. And so the Maman of Shach, if the Tle is for him, the Gdi is for me. And if the Gdi is for him, then the Tle is for me. And therefore, since the Roya participated and says, Amenash and Rabbi Rishus, boy, in fact, he does own that second carbon after all. Shach Rabbi Masha Omalai. The rabbi forgot and he forgot. So everybody had forgetfulness. What do we do now? So it says at the end of the Mishnah, go, if he shechted the both Karban Pesachs, Yetzel Beis Reifa, they both have to be burned because neither he nor the oven could eat from either of them. But they're both part of Melasses Pesach Sheni. Now the question is, when did this Shikha take place? before the Shechitu Zrika or post. And that's what we have now. Abai, Omer Abai. Lo Yishana, when do we say in our Mishnah that they can be Yotze with this Karban Pesach and they don't have to make a Pesach Sheni? Lo Yishana, Lo Shishachach, Acher Zrika. That the Shikha that they forgot only hit after the Zrika took place. In other words, the Eved originally said, I forget what my Odoin said, so I'm going to bring the two, the Tleh and the Gdi, like we said before, and the Roya participates, and therefore he says, whatever my Odoin is going to tell me, if he told me the Tleh, I take the Gdi. If he said he wanted the Gdi, I take the Tleh, and everything is Shalom Yisrael. But now, guess what happens? Now the Eved meets up with his Rabbi. He says, Rabbi, by the way, I couldn't remember what you told me, whether you wanted the Tleh or the Gdi, and it works out fine, because I did both. So tell me, which one did you want? And the Odin says, you know what? I also don't remember. So if this, I didn't remember, Shishachach, Acha, Zrika, the Be'inu, the Zrika, at the time of the Shechit and the Zrika, everything was perfect. Be'inu, the Zrika, Dam, Havichozi, Lachila, because at that moment the Odin remembered which one he wanted. It's only subsequently that he forgot. Then I say that they're parted from making a Pesach Shechit. If before the Zrika the Odin already had forgotten what he requested, so at the time of the Zrika Saddam, neither can eat, like we said in the Mishnah, Shneim Yetzel LeBeis, because they cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, Chayav and Lazar Pesach Sheini, because at the time of the Zrika it was Shaloi Lemnuyav Shaloi LeOichlav. They weren't able to eat it at that time, so the whole Karban is no good. They're going to have to start fresh Pesach Sheini.
Why Pesach Sheni? They're not
Tamei,
they're not
Makom
Rechoka. Why are they in the
Parsha
Pesach Sheni?
But they're Anusim. The din of Tamei Derech Choyke is an inyan of Onus. It's not just only the case where he is a Choyla, or not, and he couldn't make it. In other words, someone that is a Tamei, or Derech Choyke. These people have that same status that they're Anusim. We're going to have more about Pesach Sheni later on our Masechta. When are you considered to be an onus that we can squeeze him into the Pesach Sheni slot? Anyway, so Chayav Lasas Pesach Sheni. Ikan Masul Abraisa. Others say that Abaye said his halacha of the Lo Yishanu on the following Braisa. What's the following Braisa? Chamish Yishanus Arvul Oyrois Bischeim Zeh Bezeh. The Nimtzis Yabelas Biachem Mehen. They brought five Kabbonis Pesach. Everybody brought the Kabbonis Pesach. It was fine, it was good. And now they are taking off the oyer, the skin. And they notice that one of them has a yabelis. We had already a yabelis earlier, that's a wart, and unfortunately that's considered to be a mum. And if you remember we had before, are you allowed to remove this mum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? It depended whether you did a bikli or biyad, whether it was lach, whether it was yavesh, but it's a mum. And we only discovered this mum after the shechita, on the oyer, on the hides of one of the five. What do we do now? We're going to have to take all five Karban Pesachs and in a sense throw them out. We're going to have to go and burn them all. And all five people, or all five registries with all of their people, they'll be put from the Pesach Sheni, because they didn't know it was an honest Alpia Diva. What did they know? So therefore they're put. That's only when we only discovered this Yabeles after the Zrika. At the time of the Zrika Saddam, then we knew which one was which. I had this carbon, you had that carbon. It's only after the Zrika that all five got mixed up together. On the Sabbath of Nei Zrika, if the Taruvah turned up was before Zrika, because already at the time of the Zrika, we did not know which Karban Pesach belongs to me and which belongs to you and which belongs to Yankel, Beryl, Shmerl. Everything was up in the air. Nobody was able to eat from anything. So then, Chayom Lasas Pesach Sheni. So the two cases of the Mishnah and the Braisa seem to be parallel cases. That in both cases, Abaye said the same thing. Our Gemara was talking about, our Mishnah was talking about that. He couldn't remember which one was Tleh, which one was Gedi. Since we had the suffix, if it happened before the Zrika, so nobody could eat anything, you got to make a new Pesach Sheni. And here you had the Balmum. If the Taruvahs took place before the Zrika, again, everybody's going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni. So Gemara, man de masi masisin, according to the first Loshen that Abaye said his halacha on our Mishnah, koshkin a Braisa, then certainly on the Braisa. Now why certainly on the Braisa? Because in our Mishnah, there was really no psul involved. There's no balmum. It's just unfortunately, human memory, unfortunately, is frail and fragile, and people forget. And the Odin couldn't remember, and the Evid couldn't remember. But really and truly, if they were to remember, then they would be able to eat it without any difficulty. Unfortunately, they forgot. And as Gemara is going to say in another line or two, Kamishmaya Galia Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the truth. So Madach, in our case, says Abaye, that if they didn't know, they couldn't remember at the time of the Zrika, then both Karbonis Pesach have to be burned, and the Chayv Pesach Sheni, Koshkin Abraisa, there was a real psul. One of these five animals, in fact, was a total Balmum. So, certainly there was a real psul. Navad, in such a case, Abaye would hold, we gotta bring a new carbon Pesach, the Pesach Sheni. However, Man the Masi Braisa, the one that says it on the Braisa, that Abaye only said on the Braisa, Al Masis Aloy, the Mishnah, he wouldn't say it. Why not? Because in the case of the Braisa, it was Taka Balmum. And therefore, if they knew already at the time of the Zrika that there was a terubis, that it was all mixed up, nobody will be able to eat from any of the karbanis because it's, if you will, it's chun bazara or it's a carbon parcel. You can't eat it, it's a balmum. So Abadan will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. However, in the case of our Mishnah, Kim the Ksheirim Ninu, everybody's kosher. The Evid is kosher and the Odin is kosher and the two animals are kosher. There's no balmum, there's no tummy, not, everything is fine. The only problem is the memory. The idkar, what happens if, in fact, a minute later, the Odin or the Evid will remember, yeah, don't you remember, it was exactly Monday morning, right after the daf was over, you told me you wanted tleh, or, yo, you're right, it was not a tleh, yeah, you're 100% right. The idkar had the chosakim, and then they would be right to eat. Then kamishmaya galia, even though the two individuals, they don't remember, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers. Therefore, the kabbonis are kosher, and they do not have to make a Pesach Sheni. From here, from Omamar, is a fairly extensive limud, which goes deep into the Omid Aleph, so Mirchim will start there, Omamar, tomorrow. I'm hoping Mirchim tomorrow morning, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, to be back on the west side.